So in Fairmont, where my husband lives, and where I live Thursday nights to Saturday nights, the library set out some benches in the front of the building, and they had some power installed so that people could charge their smartphones and could linger out in front of the library. Well, so it got to be a pretty interesting place for people to gather and to plug in their phones. And then things were happening that they didn't want to have happening out in front of God and everybody in front of the library. And I got to witness it too a couple times, like, whoa, what's going on? And so they took out the benches and they stopped up the power, and they put speakers out that now just play beautiful classic music. It was one of those things where you're like, oh, it was such a good intention, and I don't thwart the community for trying to figure out how to take care of that. But it's not unlike what Jesus talks about today. So he sees the crowds, and he climbs up to the top of a mountain, and he sits down. This is to evoke an imagery of Moses, too. And he teaches. His disciples come up, and they sit with him, and he teaches. And he's teaching the disciples by telling them who is blessed. And that word blessed means satisfied, happy, fulfilled. And the people he's describing, the categories he's describing, would go against everything that the disciples were experiencing at that time. So as you and I might get our notepads and our pens out as we hear this scripture today and take notes of like how to be blessed, I think Jesus is teaching us specifically about how God works in blessing, how God is already working to bless others, and how God wants us to be light and salt, to go out and to offer that same blessing in the world. So it's like Jesus is helping to fill in the blanks, to redefine how it is God is already working. So Jesus gets specific. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are persecuted. They are blessed. They're happy. They're satisfied. And I can imagine the disciples going, really? So let's loiter here where we're not supposed to be. Let's loiter in these categories a little bit together this morning just to see who gets blessed by God. And I hope that you will find yourself in one of these or all of these categories, and I hope it will open your eyes to seeing others as well with new eyes. As God, as Jesus defines this kind of irresponsible, this lavish, this willy-nilly kind of blessing. So blessed, he begins, are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You know, the ones who are tired, filled with doubt, you who are uninspired and uncertain, those of you who have given up. So you're blessed, you that are poor in spirit. God is with you. God is with you right here and right now. Blessed are you who mourn, for you will be comforted. Jesus continues, you know, you that have buried your beloved, and yet you got out of bed today. You who will never have closure over the death of your child, your spouse, your friend. Blessed are you who mourn all day long, but on the outside you look like you're over it, so no one else will be leveled by your grief. Yes, you who mourn, you that cry just only when you get a moment by yourself. Blessed are you who mourn. God cries with you. Blessed are the meek. They will inherit the earth, says Jesus. You know, the meek. The invisible kids at school who sit by themselves at lunch. The socially awkward at work. The bullied, the minority opinion, the minority gender, the minority skin color. You're blessed. You're blessed if you're abused and afraid to speak up or apologize for everything you ever say or do. Blessed are you who are too afraid to speak up. Yes, you, the meek, you are blessed. What you could swear wasn't yours is. God gives it to you. Blessed are you who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled, says Jesus. So you know, the ones who march and speak up and ruffle feathers, not for themselves, but for the sake of others who cannot speak, whose voices are not heard. Blessed are those running for their lives who do not have proper documentation to live here legally. Blessed are foster kids and ignored kids and special ed kids who just want to be loved and normal. You that hunger for that kind of righteousness from God, you are filled. God's got your back. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. For those who forgive so easily, oh, blessed are you. Blessed are you that make poor business decisions to help those who need it the most. Blessed are you that seem to love too easily, who are taken advantage of with no strings. God's mercy is washing over you, wave after wave after wave. Jesus finishes this list of blessings with these. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. You know you're on this list, right? You know that you're included without having to try. You don't have to earn your way onto it. And some of those categories you don't want to, right? Yeah. And the deal is that we who are hearers of the good news, bearers of the good news, are sent to be light and salt, to make known that those who are blessed looks way different than we could ever imagine, because God's imagination and God's love is so much bigger than we can imagine. And they would even include, it would even include the loiterers in front of that library, right? Oh. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. The loiterers here in worship, sitting and listening to the teachings of Jesus, through participating in scripture and singing and praying and wondering and sharing together. Because we're being prepared for why it is we are Christian, for why it is we follow this Jesus who blesses everybody, including us. It doesn't make any sense, does it? And isn't that the best news that we've come to rely on? And we say together, thanks be to God. Amen.